It's another very cold start to the day. Many roads and paths are icy. Snow has fallen in some parts of the country, including in the east. Our reporter Angus Cox is out in the cold. Where are you, Angus?
Good morning, Gavin. You joined me in the last hour when I was at the Leopardstown Valley Lewis stop just at the foot of the Dublin Mountains. I've since made my way around the area heading towards Goatstown and Stillorgan. I drove over the M50 there, and obviously that looked very slow. Cars understandably moving very slowly, but it was moving. And it's a journey I was making to Goatstown because there was reports there that Our Lady's Grove School there had announced it was closing for the day because of frozen access routes. And when I did make it there, in fact, it's a journey that would normally take around 10 minutes, 15 minutes max, even in rush hour traffic. But it took me nearly half an hour this morning because cars were going slowly. And you could even hear little bits of skids along the way from cars, and they were taking it particularly handy. But as I was making that route, you did notice that there was a lot of disruption there, two access roads, frozen areas. But around the corner in Clonskee, St Killian's Eurocampus, the gates were open there and there was plenty of activities there. And it's notable, Gavin, that some roads seem to be worse than others. So I then tried to make my way to the Stillorgan village around the shopping centre area. But there's a hill there, a lot of people might know it, on North Avenue. And I just wasn't up there along with a lot of other cars. I had a skid near the bottom, and there were cars there with the hazard lights, and there was a bit of chaos, and the only ones getting past seemed to be 4x4 vehicles, which they didn't seem to have any problem. But unfortunately I had to turn around, and I've since made my way to where I am now at the crossroads at Foster's Avenue, just up from the N11. And even you might hear in the background the odd car skidding, because some roads are very passable because they've had plenty of traffic already, but some haven't, and I've experienced it myself, and it is very, very dangerous unless you're going very, very slowly. And of course there are still people out on their bikes as well,
is it okay for people out on bikes, Angus?
Well, I don't know how well placed I am to say that, but they're out there, and I was looking at them and they don't look that comfortable. Now, they do seem to be kind of very rigid on it, taking extra care, but there are bikes going down the hills here and they're obviously going slowly, but I'd imagine it's like if you're in a car, you need to take a lot of care as well. But whether it's okay or not, people are out on their bikes, and there are people even taking their kids to school as well. I was chatting with some people there saying they've given me reports of people around the corner saying, oh, there's a couple of cars skidding there. So it seems to be widespread enough around this area. You know, some parts of the country might be completely oblivious to this morning, but in South Dublin, North Wicklow, it seems to be causing a lot of issue, the ice.
And there are reports of transport disruption into and around the city this morning.
That's right. Well, I was at in the last hour I spoke with you from the Green Lewis line, Leopardstown Valley, and that seemed to be moving quite well, but there were some reports of disruption to the Lewis Green line somewhere along the way, but not too badly affected. Irish Rail have said that the Newbridge to Houston service, though, Newbridge to Houston Station Dublin service has been cancelled due to frozen points. We know that there are only three platforms operating at Connolly Station and no services to or from Howth at the moment, but that Dublin Bus have said they are going to be honouring rail tickets. So if you are experiencing rail disruption, you can hop on a Dublin bus. With regard to the roads then, as I was telling you in the first hour here, many of the secondary roads I was on don't seem to be gridded, but obviously the main ones, the N11 and the M50, they seem to be gritted and moving relatively well. Elsewhere in the country, Cork County Council, we heard from them earlier, they've salted roads around the county. Donegal County Council advising drivers to drive with care, saying that many of the roads in the area have been treated. And of course, as I mentioned there, limited disruption to the Lewis Green line as well, and to some Irish Rail services.
Angus Cox, mind yourself. That's Angus Cox out in the cold of South Dublin this morning.